Good morning to everyone. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 18, Jesus gave us the parable of the unjust judge. Let me read a portion of it to you. Jesus said, quote, "In a certain town there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared about what people thought. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea, 'Grant me justice against my adversary.' For some time the judge refused, but finally he said to himself, 'Even though I don't fear God or care about what people think, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice.'" The woman in the parable kept coming to the unjust judge over and over again. She persisted. The widow bugged him to death, so to speak. She kept after him to answer her plea. Finally, the judge concedes. He caves in and rules in her favor. In Luke chapter 11, Jesus tells a story about one friend who abruptly came to another friend's home at midnight asking for a favor. This friend had unexpected company that arrived. They had come to visit, and he didn't have anything to feed them. This friend persistently asked the neighbor to help him out with some food, and eventually the other man gave in to his request. At the end of the story, in verse 9, Jesus gave the famous quote, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you." Now, both the parable of the unjust judge in Luke 18 and the story of the neighbor at midnight in Luke 11 are similar teachings regarding what we would call persistent prayer. Persistent prayer. Now, I want to ask those of you who pray a couple of questions. Have you ever had a prayer answered? I have. Another question. Have you ever had a prayer answered almost immediately? I can truthfully say I have experienced this also. But here's another question. Have you ever prayed for something, prayed for someone, or prayed for some situation, and the answer did not come for weeks, months, perhaps years? Friends, I recently received an answer to a prayer like that. I had been praying about a certain situation for years. Recently, after all those years of praying, I was blessed with God's answer. Praise God for that answer. Now, brethren, I want to leave you with an acronym, and I hope that this acronym may help you in your prayer life. The acronym is this, PUSH. P-U-S-H. Pray until something happens. Pray until something happens. Amen.